So we will now continue our lectures in the quality management in healthcare. So now we will focus on chapter 12, which is a very interesting chapter on control of near expiry and expired drugs. It's a very important chapter from a pharmaceutical perspective. So let us focus more on this. Part 1, near expiry drugs. What do you mean by near expiry drugs? Near expiry drugs refer to the drugs the efficacy of which is about to lapse within 3 months from the expiry date printed on the label by its manufacturer. So obviously we have the expiry date printed on the label, so from the 3 months the near expiry drugs are important. The procedure for exchange of medicines which are about to expire. So there is a procedure for the exchange of the medicines. Now what I have done is I will, in the slides which are coming, I will talk about the procedure, and also after each step of the procedure there is a kind of a flow diagram which would be very useful for you from students' perspective to remember the process. So let's go ahead on the process. Periodically, the person in charge of the information system of the pharmacy, medicine, cabinet and or warehouse of the institution will send the head of the requesting unit a stock of these medicines that are about to expire and subject to exchange. It's very simple. We will see the flow diagram. We can see over here the person in charge of the information system of the pharmacy, he is, the stock of the medicines are about to expire and subject to change, he is sending to the head of the requesting unit. So the second step is the technical manager of the pharmacy or the warehouse and the staff in charge of the medicine cabinet of the institution, they will carry out physical verification along with the warehouse keeper who will draw up the list of the medicines subject to change. So there will be a complete understanding of the list of the medicines, and then there will be a checking or verification on which are the medicines which are going to be exchanged or which are going to be expired. So we can actually see the flow diagram that the technical manager of the pharmacy or the warehouse, he is doing a physical verification along with the warehouse keeper. Warehouse keeper is drawing up the list of the medicines of the subject to exchange, and then both of the people, the technical manager and the warehouse keeper, they do the physical verification. Third, the head of the institution's requesting unit will prepare the technical report of the medicines to be exchanged, taking into account the information sent by the technical manager of the pharmacy or warehouse or the staff in charge of the medicine cabinet, and will request the supplier the respective change. So typically, once we have all the technical report to be prepared, then there will be requisition of the respective exchanges would be done. Again, it's a process which can be explained. So technical manager of the pharmacy, of the warehouse or staff in charge of the medicine cabinet, he sends information about the medicines to be exchanged to the head of the requesting unit, and then the head of the requesting unit prepares a technical report and requests a supplier for the respective exchange. The supplier will notify the head of the requesting unit of the date, information and quantity of the medicines to be exchanged. Then the head of the requesting unit will notify the technical manager and the warehouse keeper of the exchange to be executed. Once the technical manager and the warehouse keeper have been notified, then the medicines that are about to expire shall be placed in the warehouse withdrawal area for the respective exchange. So again, we can see the same procedure over here. So you see the supplier has writes the data and information and quantity of the medicines to be exchanged, head of the requesting unit. He understands what is the exchange to be executed. He along with the warehouse keeper, he gives to also the technical manager, and then the overall the medicines which are about to expire will be placed in the warehouse withdrawal area for the respective exchange. So the whole point is the list of medicines are which are expired or need to be exchanged. Complete verification is carried out, a requisition is prepared, then it is checked whether the stock is really expired or not, and the different stakeholders which we are seeing right now, they are also involved, and in this way a proper decision is made which medicines are to be are expired and which are to be exchanged. Then the person in charge of the warehouse will deliver the medicines that are about to expire to the suppliers. Then a reception delivery document will be drawn up and signed between the person in charge of the warehouse, head of the requesting unit, and the supplier. So again, it's a give and take. So this is also the process which we can see in our next slide. So the person in the charge of the warehouse delivers the medicines that are about to expire to the supplier. Supplier, along with the head of the requesting unit and the person in charge of the warehouse, they prepare a reception delivery document which will be drawn up and signed off. So we see that a proper procedure is in place where a receipt is generated, a document is generated, and it is sent to the supplier. The supplier will deliver the new medicines to the warehouse manager for the corresponding technical and administrative reception, in which the quantity and technical specifications of the medicine will be verified in accordance with the internal procedure. So once a request is raised, the reception and all the medicines which are to be changed are placed in that particular area, then and proper documentation is done, then the supplier will deliver. After that, a record will be drawn up and signed for the receipt of the new medicines between the person in charge of the warehouse and supplier. So once you have a requisition, of course, post the delivery, everything, whatever material is to be delivered, receipt of the new medicines are created, and then this all entire act is verified and signed off by the head of the requesting unit. Again, we can see the same diagram over here. We can see a circle over here. The supplier delivers the new medicines to the warehouse manager. Warehouse manager creates the receipt of new medicines and provides the supplier. He also corresponding and technical administrative reception, quantity and technical specifications of the medicines. He verifies all these things in accordance with the internal procedures. So the receipt is cleared and it is again verified as per the internal procedures and protocols. The institution must prepare the complete file on the exchange. So all this exchange procedure, even though it seems very simple, it has to be as per the protocol and there should be a documentation. The responsibility for filing the said files shall be laid down in the institution's instructions drawn up by each institution. So each institution will have an SOP, standard operating procedures of how to execute this particular transaction, and this entire procedure is included in the protocol of that particular company. Supplier must withdraw the medicine subject to exchange up to 1 month before the expiration date. It's very, very vital, because expiration date is a kind of a final date before which all these exchange has to take place. Because if it goes beyond expiration date, then there is a problem. Medicines that are about to expire must be exchanged for medicines with the same technical specification and a shelf life of at least 12 months. It's very important because whatever medicines we have, we are about to exchange. Of course, that should be with the same technical specifications. Like for example, we have say vaccines, and if they are stored at a particular temperature, of course, when we are replacing them, similar technical specification should be maintained. Withdrawal of medicines that are about to expire and the delivery of new medicines may be carried out at different times, subject to an agreement between the parties. Yes, sometimes what happens, there are some holidays, there are weekends, and there are some different areas where the facilities are, you know, closed down. So we have to understand what is the good time for all these withdrawal of medicines and how quickly, understanding the complete picture of expiration date and what are the business working days within which we can do all these activities. So that is very, very important. Exchange of medicines that are about to expire is regulated regardless of the date on which they were purchased. For example, let us say a particular medicine X is purchased on say 5th of October, but the expiration is after maybe say, you know, 2 years or 3 years, then that has to be regulated irrespective if it is purchased whenever it is, but whenever is the expiry date, that has to be regulated. So that is, the expiration date is very important. You may purchase it at a later date, which may be anything. It may be earlier or it may be later towards the expiration, but the regulation has to be maintained. Part 2. Now we will come to part 2, expired drug. We were up till now focusing only on the near to expire drugs, but now we will see the expired drugs. Expired medical products can be less effective or risky due to a change in the chemical composition or decrease in the strength. Certain expired medications are at risk of bacterial growth, and subpotent antibiotics can fail to treat infections, leading to more serious illness and antibiotic resistance. We have to understand that medical drugs or any medicines, they have their expiry date. Expiry date is the last date till which the medicine is potent. We all know that these medicines, when they come to the market, when they come in the chemist shop, they are actually subjected to different phase clinical trials, and in the laboratory also, in the animals and then in the humans, and then into volunteers, and then, you know, the different patients, a huge set of patients. So obviously they are chemicals and they have their own chemical composition and technical specification. So obviously they will, there is a date after which, you know, this medical product will not be effective. Of course, we as patients, sometimes we feel, what is this going to happen? How much different is it going to make? But that is just a kind of, I would say, a very ignorance on our part if we think like that. Because medicine is different from any other, product. Okay. So, and here, expired medications are very important because they lose their potency. So their efficacy is decreasing. Especially in this antibiotics, if you see, antibiotics, the main importance of antibiotics is to treat the disease. But if your antibiotics are beyond expiry date and they are already expired, then their potency will decrease. If the potency will decrease, then they will not be able to treat any disease. So that is very, very important. Irrespective of whether expired medicines have desired potency or not, they are toxic or not, it is legally and ethically not favorable to use them in clinical practice. So we have to clearly understand this sentence. It is legally as well as ethically not good to implement in practice. So tomorrow, if your doctor or if there is any in the chemist shop also, if there are any on the counter, if there are any drugs which are beyond expiry date, the chemist should not also sell them, and the doctor, the patient should also not take them, because it is patient's also responsibility to check the expiry date, because the doctor will write on the prescription. But eventually, when the patient goes to the chemist shop, he has to understand, he has to ensure that he has to take the medicines which are not expired. Very often, reports are contrary. The expired medicines get recycled within a new label showing a fresh manufacturing and expiry date. Now, this is a very, very problematic situation. Okay, so we will see the while the expired medicines may not cause a serious health hazard to the public or to the environment, their improper disposal could be serious. So this is a very interesting statement, because they may not see expired medications. They, of course, they are problematic to the patients, but then it may not be so serious a situation. But then their improper disposal could be serious, because if they are not disposed of, then there is a problem again. So first of all, usage of the expired medicines is wrong. Above all, changing the label just because the medicine is expired, a new label is changed, that is absolutely not done. Pilfering from a stockpile of waste drugs may result in expired drugs being diverted to the market for resale and misuse, as incident described above. So actually, these are the situations which happen. See, what happens is, due to, let us say, if a particular stock is in the chemist shop of this of a very, very important drug, but maybe it is not used, maybe the chemist does not have that much amount of sale of that particular drugs, and it remains on the stock, and sometimes maybe the chemist forgets to remove those particular stocks. What happens that if there is a demand of, there is always a continuous demand at various time points of all the patients for this particular medicine. Now this medicine is expired. Now there may not be any time for that chemist to call up the pharmaceutical organization, the wholesaler, the distributors, and get the particular stock available. So shortcut, they just have the label done of different manufacturing date and sell the same product, and that is exactly what is wrong. Expired medicines may come into the hands of scavengers and children if a landfill is insecure, and this is also very, very important. Having these expired medicines, if they fall in the hands of the scavengers, then they can misuse these drugs. Some of the issues relating to the inappropriate disposal of expired medicines are possibility of contaminating drinking water source or supply from the disposal place. The leachate may get access to the water supply system. So basically, water in the contamination of drinking water is one of the basic problem of all these expired chemicals. Disposal of non-biodegradable antibiotics, anti-neoplastics, that is anti-cancer drugs, and disinfectants into the sewage system. Flushing of the anti-neoplastics, that is anti-cancer drugs, into water resource. Discharge of large amount of undiluted disinfectants may kill the bacteria necessary for the treatment of sewage and may contaminate the drinking water. So seeing all these things, what is the important message that we have to carry home? Disposal of antibiotics and all the non-biodegradable antibiotics, anti-cancer drugs especially, and the disinfectants in water should be proper. It should not, there is a particular standard operative procedures for the disposals of these non-biodegradable antibiotics or, you know, anti-neoplastic or anti-cancer drugs. We have to follow those SOPs, and that is pertaining to the quality procedures. Burning of the expired medicines at a low temperature or in open containers results in release of toxic pollutants to the air. So burning of the expired medications, okay, at low temperature or even open container. So how to burn, where to burn, how much to burn these expired medicines is also important. And why it is important? Because it may release toxic pollutants to the air. Inefficient and insecure disposal may lead to recycling of the expired medicines. If we do not do all these properly, again, if the procedures are not followed, then we have all the recycling of the expired medicines. Now we will understand the various good disposable practices for expired medicines. We have understood that expired medicines are dangerous. We have to dispose them. And what happens if we don't dispose them properly? Now we will see the disposable practices for expired medicines. Returning to the manufacturer, one most important point of the expired medicine. Whenever feasible, this should be the first choice because the manufacturer is likely to have good disposal method at its disposal. See, we have to understand that there is a whole, I would say, a distribution system. We all know that the medicines are distributed from the manufacturing facility of the pharma to the wholesalers, to the distributors, to the chemist, and then to the patient. So chemist is the first person who can understand whether before the product goes to the hands of the patients. So chemist is the first person who would understand, you know, whether that particular drug is expired or not. And not only chemist, the wholesaler should also be very specific about it, and the dealers should also be specific about it. So whatever is this slide, it should be for all those chemists, dealers and wholesalers. So they should understand that their disposable system will always be lesser than powerful or quality oriented than the manufacturer disposable system. Why? Because manufacturer is the it manufactures that particular drug. So as per the SOP, as per the policies, and as per the regulatory norms, they have to follow a correct disposable procedure also. So obviously, if they have a good disposal procedure, you have to first send them back, send the expired medicines back. Second, landfill. The waste materials are directly placed in a land disposal site without prior preparation or treatment. See, landfill, how are you going to dispose the expired or waste material? Directly, some people initially we were disposing like this, but as you know, there were developments and quality became proper and oriented, and there are some also SOPs for this landfill and waste material disposal. So this is the oldest and more practiced method for solid waste disposal. Untreated waste must be rapidly covered with other municipal waste to prevent scavenging. Otherwise, what will happen? See, this will fall in the hands of the scavengers or children, and they can misuse this. So waste materials should be removed and should be put in the land, but they should be covered by the other municipal waste also. Care should be also taken to prevent contamination of the groundwater. See, all these things are very, very important, and that is why providing the correct information to the manufacturer is very important. about the disposal. Waste immobilization or encapsulation. Expired drugs are immobilized in a solid block within a plastic or steel drum. So you have to take a plastic, you take a plastic drum, and the whatever expired drugs are there, they are immobilized in a solid block. After filling the substances into the drum, okay, to about 75% of the capacity. So you pull all the substances in the drum up to 75% capacity. The drum is filled with mixture of lime, cement, and water in appropriate proportion. This is a very interesting procedure of waste immobilization or encapsulation. So the expired drugs are put in the drum and almost 75%, and then a mixture of lime, water, and cement is put on it. Okay. And then in appropriate proportion, obviously, and the sealed drums may be placed at the base of the landfill covered with a fresh municipal solid waste. So we are ensured. What we are doing by this? We may have a question. Why we are doing so much things? We just take the waste metal and put it in the landfill. No, we cannot put it directly in that way, because it may fall in the hands of scavengers or children, and then it can be misused. By using this kind of protocol or a procedure, we are ensuring that the waste immobilization or encapsulation is done in a very secure way, and it is not going to fall in the hands of the children. And then the chances of misuse is very, very less. Waste immobilization, next step. In this method, the products are removed from the package, like removing pills from blister. Okay, so we normally know how we have this blister pack, right? When we are taking the medicines, how we remove the pills from the blister. In the same way, the products are removed from the package. Products are then ground and made a paste with a mixture of water, cement, and lime. Okay, so this is another way of waste immobilization. So first we had used drums. We put everything into the drum, and then we cover it with lime, cement, and water. Here what we do, here we take out the products and we ground them, and then we have this mixture of water, cement, and lime. Ingredients are same, and then they are taken to a landfill and decanted into normal urban waste. So this way you have two types of waste immobilization different types of waste immobilization. Sewer. Some liquid medications like syrups, intravenous fluids can be flushed into a sewer after dilution. Okay. Small quantities of liquid medicines, including antiseptics, can be disposed of if they are well diluted before flushing. So we can, this is a different way of, again, especially for the liquid medicines, how we are going to, dispose them off. Burning in open containers, another beautiful way of, the disposal of the expired medicines. Burning of medicines in open containers at a low temperature cause a release of toxic pollutants to the environment. Though not a preferred method, small quantities of waste medicines can be easily disposed of this way. Obviously, because toxic materials are released, so you may not want to go take this as a very important step for your waste disposal of the expired drugs, because toxic pollutants are, yes, if small medicines are there, we can do this activity. Incineration. Medium and high temperature incineration devices require a capital investment. See, all these, the drums and the landfill, grounding and then adding water, lime, and cement, and then burning, all these things did not require any investment, but incineration will require an investment. Medium and high temperature incineration devices require capital investment, operation, and maintenance budget. Medium temperature incinerators operate at a medium temperature combustible process, 800 to 1000 degrees Celsius, while high temperature incineration works at temperature above 1000 degrees Celsius. So you have to bring an incinerator, you have to maintain it, you have to operate it, so it requires investment. Incineration of expired medicines is recommended only when it is absolutely necessary. See, we have already other different ways of handling those expired medicines, but you know, here incineration is the process which is whenever absolutely required. Chemical decomposition, as the method is tedious and time consuming, it is useful only for small quantities of medicines when appropriate incineration method is not available. So first we focus on simple methods, then obviously if things are very, you know, it requires a lot of activity or efforts, you have to have incinerators, and then chemical decomposition is also there. So what is the procedure of this? So before disposal, the expired medicines are required to be sorted out to different categories that require different disposal methods based on the dosage form. We know all the different medicines comes in different dosage forms. So on the basis of dosage forms, we have to identify or segregate what is the correct way or correct method of disposal for these expired medicines. Based on the dosage forms, they may be classified into three basic categories: solids, semi-solids, and powders, liquids, and aerosol canisters. So these are the dosage, various dosage forms. You have, you know, medicines, you have semi-solids, you have powders, you have liquids, you have aerosols, you know, those sprays, etc. However, special care is required for the disposal of the controlled substances like narcotics and psychotropic substances, anti-infective drugs, anti-neoplastics, antiseptics, and disinfectants, etc. See, these are very, very important. Psychotropic and narcotics are Schedule H drugs. You know, these are very, very, very important because they can be misused, right? And strong antibiotics, obviously, if the antibiotics are strong and they are expired, then they release out all toxic materials also, and they can be misused. So these are special care in all these things have to be in all these medicines, anti-cancer drugs or disinfectants, because see, they are widely used, these medicines are widely used, and that is why the chance of misuse is very high, and that is why we have to take a special care. Cutting the package, you have that expired drug comes in that package, right? We only know it is expired, but the package is still there. Cutting the package in such a way that the label is also cut. Interesting. Tablet and capsules can be destroyed, disposing them in a bucket of water. Using landfill procedures as per medical waste disposable method, and pouring the liquids into the sink and washing away with sufficient water, keeping a record of all such disposals with full details of medicines destroyed. See, it is interesting to note how the different medicines are disposed in a different way. Like for example, if you take liquid medicines, you can just wash them off. Landfill procedures can be taken. Sometimes you can do the incineration. Sometimes you can do actually landfill in different ways. You know, you can dispose in various ways. But you have to ensure that a label is also cut along with the cutting the package. Such a procedure must be in place for safe disposal of expired medicines. Of course, such all these things, whatever we saw right now, the different waste disposal methods that we saw, you know, those are written down, those are in documented, and they should be in place for safe disposal of expired medicines. In retail practice, when it is not feasible to return the expired medicines to the supplier, they should be separately stored in cupboard or shelf or any other designated designated area with adequate marking expired good not for sale. See, this is an option for all the retailers, okay? So they may not have such kind of incinerators or landfill methods, education of, you know, all these disposable methods, obviously, because they are retailers, they may not have, but they can always segregate the expired medicines in a separate cupboard and they can label that it is not for sale. So in that way, what happens? They identify that a particular drug is expired and that is not to be sold to the patient. It helps the less circulation of the expired drugs to the patient. Thank you.